Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me. As always, I look forward to these in-depth conversations because this show is about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most enlightened and aware decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. I'm so glad you're here because this conversation today is so relevant to addressing our health needs and helping us to make the best choices for our health during times of confusion and a lot of conflicting information with what's happening in the moment with the COVID virus, with the vaccine, with testing. There's so much to talk about. And before we get there, I just want to remind everyone that if you'd like to get the archive shows, you can either go to my Facebook page and like me there, which is What Women Must Know, or you can go to my website, Dr. Cheryl Selman, and opt in there, and I will then email those archive shows directly to you. And by the way, if you're listening for the very first time, I have a second show on Progressive Radio Network every Saturday at 11 a.m. called The Love Code, and that has a spiritual dimension to it. Yes, we go into many dimensions on The Love Code. So if you'd like to get all of my programs and really support yourself on the journey to health and expansion of consciousness and transformation, then I invite you, like me over at What Women Must Know or opt into Dr. Cheryl Selman. Hope to see you there, and I welcome you as part of my growing community. So let's talk about where we go from here with this virus issue and with so many questions that people have, so many questions that I have about what's going on. And my guest today is going to give us such profound insights. We're going to be talking with Dr. Nick Delgado and a little bit about Dr. Nick. Quite an extraordinary man. He is considered one of the leading experts on anti-aging and lifestyle medicine in the world, leading forum articles and discussions where he educates an audience of 26,000 physicians from around the globe. And Nick also has a passion for health, which began when he suffered a stroke at the age of 23. He was able to lose 55 pounds and end his need for blood pressure medications in only 5 months. Shortly thereafter, he became the director of the Pritikin Better Health Program of the Nathan Pritikin Longevity Center. And Nick, at the age of 52, broke the world record for curls with 50 pounds, doing 1,038 curls in 1 hour. And he is the holder of the world record in strength endurance for lifting 50,640 pounds overhead in 1 hour. Also leading Team USA to number one in the world. Nick, I'm exhausted already. I just came back from the gym. I can't imagine that.
Well, my gym is at the beach, and I go to the ocean, and I take my dumbbells, and my 12-year-old, I pick him up from school. My oldest son, by the way, is 42. My youngest is 12. I have five children and two grandchildren. So at age 66, I'm training right now to compete again in several months in Curl and Press, which is my favorite competition, which is open to all athletes, not just people over 66. No one over 66 competes against me, but all the guys are, 20, 30, 40 maybe at most. And we have fun, because I'm in great shape. I love what I do. And I wrote a book, Blood Doesn't Lie, because when COVID came about, I was very concerned about the directives we were receiving about some countries recognized they didn't need to isolate and shut down entire businesses and economy and shut down churches. But ironically, they left pot stores open and certain commercial ventures open with big business, but they shut down the very area where people could communicate and share loving words. This last week, I went to Jack Hibbs' church, and there was 14,000 people there. And I can't really say that they weren't wearing masks, but I just didn't notice anyone wearing a mask, if you know what I mean.
Well, I am presently here in Queensland, Australia. Different states in Australia have had different rules around managing this. I mean, some of the states have been in intense lockdown and the curfews, but where I am, which is the tropical part of Australia. Lots of sunshine, lots of beaches, outdoor lifestyles, and they had no mask requirements and no lockdowns, and we have restaurants open. Life is normal. Life is normal here, which is, and hardly anything, certainly in this state, and Australia itself has had very little. Two different ways of managing things, interestingly enough, and one really shut down the economy in Victoria and Melbourne, and up here everything is thriving. So it's fascinating to see how people are and how governments are choosing to deal with things.
Wow, how amazing. And, you know, I've been invited to speak in Australia, and we have people who love our products, particularly to build up the immune system. In Australia, there's a few gentlemen that distribute our product known as Estroblock and Live Detox and Adrenal DMG. And these products help the body to basically deal with what's called methyl donors. And dimethylglycine is an amazing methyl donor that helps the body undergo a billion with a B, chemical reactions per second. And every human undergoes these chemical reactions, otherwise they would die. But as we age, those chemical reactions slow down. So the biggest tragedy is that rather than teaching people how to build up their immune system, what supplements to take, what foods to eat, how to really care for their sleep requirements and their stress management, people are committing suicide in isolation. There's domestic violence that is worse than it's ever been. There are people that are so stressed out, and worse, they're eating terribly during these times of stress. They're having pizzas delivered to their house, you know. And so I think about it, and we're going about it all wrong. And the reality is that we could take a different approach. I'm fortunate because I've worked with some world-class educators and doctors. Of course, as an educator, Nathan Pritikin was my mentor, and he spawned a whole group of what we call lifestyle medicine doctors. I went on to work with Dr. Terry Hertog, Dr. Ron Rothenberg, Dr. Bob Goldman, and working with 26,000 physicians from around the world that specialize in building up the immune system, anti-aging, and lifestyle. And so we've looked at health in a different perspective. You know, there's two ways to look at it. When I got my undergraduate degree in psychology, and I went on to physical therapy school and then later postgraduate work at Loma Linda University in health science, which is a combination of nutrition and stress management exercise degree, I was really fascinated that when I was in at USC, University of Southern California here, Professor Frazier and some of our other top professors who had written textbooks on psychology, they talked about abnormal psychology, which is Freudian, where they're always trying to label things and identify, you know, what was the causal factor that led to schizophrenia or what caused the anger issues and so forth, right? But then there was Maslow, and Dr. Abraham Maslow, he wrote books and studied other, shall we say, psychologists that specialize not just in psychiatry, which tends to become very drug-oriented. He was looking at people who were successful, Napoleon Hill, people who were quite well psychologically, adjusted emotionally, great relationships, good health habits. And he said, why not deal with these diseases by studying the way in which we can operate this body? We're not given a manual when we're born. Our parents aren't taught how to raise our kids. We go to school and they teach industrial four food groups and, you know, really outdated, antiquated school lunch programs. You know, we have hospitals that are still serving foods that are causing the disease. In fact, some of the biggest outbreaks of the COVID-19 occurred in the chicken production facilities where they're using procuring and raising these chickens under very dense conditions. And so all these microbes are present. And so it's interesting that when the body gets exposed to microbes, our immune system can handle most every kind of virus and microbe. There is nothing new under the sun, believe it or not. The body does have the ability with what's called B cells to, once it identifies what its invader is, microbe or maybe an opportunistic virus, the body can amount over a billion B cells within minutes and then mobilize millions of red blood cells within literally 5 minutes. And so the body has this incredible army that takes on something that should not be in the body. And when we do this and we recognize supporting the immune system requires proper levels of vitamin D, which means outdoor sunlight, not isolation indoors. It requires breathing properly through the nose and exchanging and letting go of carbon dioxide, bringing in oxygen to the cells. It requires eating fruits and vegetables and getting the proper amount of stress management. I use what's called NRP, neural reprogramming, which is a form of NLP because I worked with Tony Robbins. I was one of his life coaches. And we would look under the microscope. Years ago, we would look for 44 years I've been doing this, but we put a drop of blood and put it under a high-powered microscope and show the person their own white blood cells, show them the leukocytes, the granular cells, the lymphocytes, and explain how each white blood cell has its function and how the red blood cells function and how the circulation supports healthy activity and nitric oxide and all these really cool things. Because if you hand a patient a laboratory blood result, I know you're a naturopath, and you try and explain to them, their eyes kind of gloss over because they don't know what you're talking about, really. They don't know what lipids look like or triglycerides. They don't know, you know, anything about CBCs and hormonal tests. But when you show them under a microscope on a big TV screen, the next time they come in, they know the things they need to improve. And blood doesn't lie, which is the title of my book. So they can't lie to me about how they live, what they eat, what drugs they use, you know, if there's, you know, chemicals or toxins or what's called free radical damage. So they're under, shall we say, peer review and under scrutiny in a gentle way, because they can't lie to themselves either. Because people will oftentimes be closet eaters. I mean, they'll say they follow a good diet, but then when I see their blood, I go, you didn't tell me something. There's things going on here. And so people really need to be enlightened. I think this is a rude awakening after now everyone's been shut down. People have lost their businesses. People are, you know, moving in together in families because they can't afford, you know, their overhead. And what happens when all these debts come due? You know, what do we just keep taking taxes from the middle class and wipe out the middle class completely and just let the rich get richer? I'm not sure, but I think I'm tired of it by now, and people need to know the truth.
Well, that's why this conversation is so important, because, first of all, our health is our wealth. And we need to really understand how to support our health, especially in a time and in a culture where we're fed so much fear and led to believe we are powerless unless we have a vaccine to help us to do what? I mean, the vaccine actually is reducing supposedly the length and intensity of symptoms if you get COVID. You know, the depth of deception is so deep that I never cease to be shocked and horrified, because there's Kamala Harris on TV after getting her COVID vaccine saying, this is going to save your life, everyone. You must do this. This will save your life, which absolutely is a lie, because that's never what this vaccine was designed to do. So maybe you can share your thoughts on this, Nick.
Well, think about the flu vaccine, right? It's been around for quite a while. The incidence and the benefit, risk versus return of benefit, it's shown clearly that there are more side effects, more autoimmune diseases, more risk of cancer, more side effects than the benefit of taking the vaccine and supposedly and apparently somehow, as you mentioned, building up the immune system so that it can protect itself. So what we're doing is we're taking a God-given ability that we all have, something that has come about from just literally tens of thousands of years. And when we recognize that there are what's called mutations, we know this is true in viruses. There's constant mutations. You would have to create thousands of different vaccines, not one or two, whether it be Pfizer or, you know, whatever other big company that, you know, has billions of dollars to gain from this. And just like with cancer, there's ongoing mutations. You would have to have literally thousands of different chemotherapy drugs. And once they finally did the gene sequencing for cancer, they realized this is not a genetic disorder. It's a metabolic disorder. And most exciting, when I researched the book Blood Doesn't Lie, I was trying to see what happened during more severe outbreaks of the, not the coronavirus, but SARS or the Spanish flu or various pandemics where literally millions of people did die. They weren't dying from comorbidity and, you know, they died from a gunshot to the head and they said, oh, he died of COVID because he tested positive after we drew his blood when he was on his deathbed. They weren't paying $30,000 per patient, you know, to say they had COVID. These people legitimately died, right? And they died because of what's called adrenal fatigue. And I want your audience to get really clear about this. Adrenal fatigue is rampant in our culture. And it's interesting that a doctor years ago, a very famous professor and doctor from University of Virginia, he wrote a book, Safe Uses of Cortisol. His name is William McKinley Jeffries. And I cite this information in my book, and he said that in the 1950s, one of the worst pandemics that had reached throughout the culture, they decided that these people, what happens when you get the cold or flu, right? Or even COVID? Your lungs, you have issues, you might have headache, you might have diarrhea, you have malaise, fatigue throughout the whole body. You almost can't get up out of bed, you know, you're really wiped out. And anyone who's had the flu or COVID for that matter, and I'll use them one in and of the same, has these various types of symptoms. They also match heavy metal exposures, very similar symptoms. But regardless, when you have a outbreak of a condition, viruses show up because we already have, if you're ready for this, 300 trillion viruses in our body already. We already have about 50 to 100 trillion bacteria, but we only have about 60 trillion human cells. So we literally, you and I, healthy individuals, right? I get sick once in a great while, and I know how to beat it quick. I follow steps that I outline in my book, Blood Doesn't Lie. But the point is, we have a God-given ability to mount an incredible defense system when we support our body's immune system. So that doesn't mean staying up late all night every night. That doesn't mean, you know, using stimulants, using illicit drugs. If you go back to the HIV pandemic, we know that those individuals, that the homosexuals in New York that were plant-based vegetarian, not using amyl nitrates and sex drugs to stay up all night in bathhouses, they were living healthy lifestyles, and none of them died of AIDS. None of them. You could test positive for HIV but not have, quote, AIDS. And then it turned out in Europe, when they stopped the use of drugs, the AIDS epidemic dropped drastically in Europe. Oh, so it had something to do with the side effects of drugs. In Africa, where they were starving and rampant with AIDS, they discovered it was starvation. All they had to do was feed the people, and the symptoms of AIDS went away. And they never bothered to test them in Africa. They just said they had AIDS because they didn't have the money to test them in Africa. But the very same test that we're being told now should lock down the entire world, called the PCR, polymerase chain reaction test, the very same test was used to scare the public that HIV was a dangerous condition. I'm not saying that it's not, but the very drug they used, the AZT, the drug they used to treat AIDS was banned in cancer therapy treatment because it killed so many people, but they took the drug on for AIDS victims. I don't know why they chose that drug, because it was toxic and deadly to begin with, and that very drug causes the identical symptoms that you see in those AIDS patients, not because of the AIDS related to HIV, which HIV doesn't cause AIDS, but because the drug had such severe side effects, they would see their male lover, if you will, die in a bed, but they could have had sex with that male lover and not develop AIDS themselves because it's not contagious. just like COVID is no more contagious than the flu, and the flu is contagious. But going back to William McKinley Jeffries, right? They found this PCR test was totally inaccurate, and you could repeat it several times, and eventually you might test positive. It's about, some would guess, 75% false positives, meaning if you roll the dice, you know, 1 in 4, you're going to be told you have a confirmed case, even if you don't have symptoms. So it's interesting that they took 7,000 adults, and this is by Dr. Zach Bush, who identified the study, and I cited it in my book that was censored, and they wouldn't allow me to publish this information. And the reality is they found that these 7,000 patients that were healthy individuals, that a significant percentage tested positive using the PCR test for not only COVID-19, and I think it was 34%, and about 30% tested positive for HIV. Again, all false positives, meaning these viruses exist in our body already. So think about a cancer patient. When they're dying, their bodies are falling apart due to chemotherapy and radiation. That's a whole nother story, right? But as they're dying, the body, kind of like necrotic flesh, if you've ever been to attended to a patient, as I did in physical therapy, when they're about to have a limb amputated, the flesh is just like turning like black, and you can see through to the bone, and it stinks. It's loaded with bacteria and viruses because the body is trying to get rid of that part of the body. It's like, what do I do about this? It's kind of like if you throw an apple out in the front yard, right? You go back a couple hours later, it's turning brown, right? It's oxidizing. And then eventually there'll be, you know, different microbes that, you know, if an animal doesn't come by and eat the apple will just be disintegrated into the soil. We came from the soil, and now we're returning to the soil. The soil is loaded with viruses and bacteria, and that's where we get our vitamin B12. The body actually needs viruses. I know this is hard for people to accept, but it's part of our genetic biome. 20% of the viruses are part of our genetic biome without which we wouldn't live. In fact, there are viruses that actually knock out pneumonia. Deadly bacterial pneumonia is deadly. But back to Dr. William McKinley Jeffries. He did an experiment, and he took people who were on their deathbed with this horrible, at that time, let's call it the Spanish flu, they're about to die, and he gave them a dosage of simple cortisol. You look up Upjohn, it's now out of its patent, so no one promotes it. It's hydrocortisone. And he gave them 20 milligrams because the body needs about 40 milligrams a day. Without cortisol, you would die. Any one of us would die if we can't produce enough adrenal cortisol. So he realized they were so deficient because of all these symptoms of adrenal fatigue, he gave them 20 milligrams 4 times a day, spaced 4 hours apart. What does that add up to? 4 times 20 is 80 milligrams. In severe cases, he would up the dose even more. And within 48 hours, their symptoms were gone, Cheryl. They were well within 3 days. Not one of them died. And yet people in the other beds that weren't being given this novel, simple therapy were dying. And they were put on ventilators and whatever fancy stuff, right? What happened when President Trump, and I probably shouldn't use that name because people have issues about the name, but when our president, the prior president, became ill, they gave him dexamethasone. Guess what that is? It's about 50 times more potent than hydrocortisone. But it worked. And what did he say? Within 2 days, he goes, I feel better than I ever had in my whole life. Can you imagine a man who's under more stress than him in the world? I can't. Stress causes adrenal fatigue. It causes you to stay up late. You know what his actual sleep patterns are? I don't think the man sleeps more than 4 hours a night. And Do these people drink alcohol? I don't know in his case, but are they getting outdoors in the sun? Well, look at his orange skin. I'm not quite sure. You know, you got to know health principles, and then you'll understand how we can eradicate this condition.
So this is such an interesting direction we're going on this topic, and that is the impact of stress, a weakened immune system, a weakened adrenal gland, which is the gland that secretes cortisol if it's functioning. So when people are dealing with these chronic illnesses, and you know, they talk about the comorbidities, the people who succumb to this virus have comorbidities. I mean, which means what? They're really sick, they're really unhealthy, they're really malnourished, they're really exhausted and adrenally fatigued, and they're, you know, immune compromised. Obviously, they're the ones that are going to be most vulnerable to any infection that's going around. So let's talk a bit. Can we talk a bit more about this? This is fascinating. By increasing the health of the adrenal glands and how stress and all the things that generate the stressors in the body really are setting us up for this vulnerability. And I think that's a really interesting area to explore. And the other area I want you to be sure to touch at some point, Nick, is the role of viruses. We see these things as the invaders that are sucking life out of us and killing us, but actually they're part of a necessary part of our own evolutionary process, and are part of how we stay healthy. So they've been demonized. Viruses have been demonized. We've got the story so wrong. So let's start with the role of keeping our adrenals and reducing the impact of stress, which then weakens adrenals, and expand on that story. Let's start there.
Yes. I would say that the adrenal gland may be one of the most important glands that's kind of housed just above your kidneys, very, very small gland. You have an adrenal gland on both kidneys, the right and left adrenal gland. And you basically will recognize that not only does it produce cortisol, what happens if a person like John F. Kennedy, I don't know if you know the historical issue medically with what happened with John F. Kennedy, but the president of the United States, again, under tremendous stress, right? Prior to becoming president, he had an amazing doctor who diagnosed the fact that John F. Kennedy had severe what's called Addison's disease. Look up Addison's disease. It's simply named after a doctor who discovered that the inability to produce sufficient amounts of cortisol could lead to death. Death by flu, by viruses, by bacteria, by opportunistic microbes, by suicide, and by overeating. Why did I say overeating? Do you know the number one reason people crave sugar and can't stop eating sugar and fats and junk food? Their adrenals release cortisol when they take in stimulants, and candy and sugar is like heroin. It's more addictive than cocaine. And so when people consume that, they get a release of first cortisol, then adrenaline, and then dopamine. Well, what's dopamine? It's a pleasure hormone. So people, it takes 6 weeks to detoxify them from their bad eating habits. I know True North, my friend Dr. Michael Clapper, who worked for me in 1980, 81, 82, when I was the director of the Pritikin Better Health Program, went on to develop Delgado Medical, that Dr. Michael Clapper, under medical supervision with another gentleman, Dr. Alan Goldhammer, in Northern California, they put people on a three-day fast. Sometimes it could last a week, and in some cases, 6 weeks. They found out it took 6 weeks for some people who are obese, could not stop themselves from eating these foods that were so toxic, so dangerous to their body, because they're addicted. And why? Because every time their adrenals could not produce enough cortisol, all they had to do was grab a hamburger or eat a candy bar or something, and temporarily they felt good, right? Well, they felt good because the body would release. Now we know that making love releases dopamine and oxytocin and other hormones including cortisol, and it also releases vasopressin and aldosterone. Lovemaking affects, and I wrote a book, Mastering Love, Sex, and Intimacy, but there's 31 different brain centers of a woman's brain that's improved when a woman has orgasm. But 75% of women don't have orgasm. They have to fake it because men don't know what they're doing. And women are just compelled in society to not tell the truth any longer. Again, just like I wrote the book, Blood Doesn't Lie. And I know it seems like we're going down a different trail, but the adrenals can only be supported by getting proper sleep, not drinking coffee all day long. And that's a tough one, because I'd say our society is more addicted to coffee than actually the second leading drug is cocaine. They're neck and neck. Why? Because coffee and cocaine help to release cortisol. I have an easier way to release cortisol. You just take adrenal herbs, and in adrenal glandulars, just like with thyroid, you know, think about this, Dr. Cheryl. There are people who have thyroid dysfunction, right? They're low in thyroid. Would a doctor then deny a patient access to thyroid glandulars that Dr. Terry Hertog years ago and his father and father before him, who discovered Hertog syndrome and fatigue and low thyroid and low cortisol levels? A doctor knows to prescribe, if they're smart, T3 and T4, a combination of the full glandular of the thyroid along with T2 and T1, which is the iodine and the L-tyrosine. They know that. Current doctors are trained by the medical society to prescribe only T4 because they don't recognize that T4 will not convert back into T3, and T3 is the only bioactive form of thyroid. So long story short, if someone is deficient in thyroid, they need thyroid medicine. Real simple. If someone's deficient in cortisol, initially they need cortisol medicine, because otherwise if they don't get enough cortisol, your body defaults and depends on adrenaline. Adrenaline is a very harsh, stressful hormone, and that's why people seem crazy when they don't get their sugar, their alcohol, their drugs, or they don't basically know how to manage their cortisol level, and they fall into this cycle where they develop a flu or a cold, and they get congestion, and they develop all the symptoms of the flu or COVID-19. They can nearly die, or they do die. We must support the adrenal function first with cortisol, then allow the body to balance out with proper sleep. And there's a 5-point model: sleep, nutrify, fortify, detoxify, and the power of the mind. The mind is simply to direct to kind of be consistent about the other areas.
You know, I'm just going to jump in here because this is such an important conversation. If we look at when the flu numbers go up, it's generally after Halloween.
Yep.
So after we have, that.
Or after Christmas, New Year's.
Christmas and New Year's, too. It starts after Halloween. Right. It's hard. Right. Halloween is all the crap that people eat. Then we go into Thanksgiving, which is indulging even more alcohol, sugar, cakes, you know, whatever, you know, fried foods, whatever. Then you go into Christmas, where you have more sugar and candy and alcohol. And then you go into New Year's. So we have a period of time where it's winter, at least it's winter up in Northern Hemisphere, and you are already under stress because of the cold, and probably you're already vitamin D deficient because people just don't get enough sun. Then they're adding all of these toxic foods, which and they don't get enough sleep, and they're partying. So it's a setup, right? It's a setup, Nick, that our adrenals are going to get exhausted. Our immune system is going to be compromised. We're going to be highly toxic. And then the body is going to go through a natural process, which often looks like the flu or a cold, of detoxifying, causing us to stop the rest, right?
Yes. Their congestion, the lungs, the villi are pushing along all these toxins and mucus to get rid of the buildup of the toxic byproduct, and the toxic byproduct is showing up in the form of increased bacterial and viral counts that are already present in the body. It didn't come from someone else. It's within your own body. So what we have to understand is the terrain, which was the constant argument between two famous doctors, that one ended up winning out in traditional medicine, if you will. Was it the bacteria? Was it the virus, or was it the terrain? You know, the garden of, if you will, of the body. So if you think about it, if a criminal breaks into your house and loots your house and steals your jewelry and takes your valuable TV or whatever you like, and when they're leaving, they go out the back way and the police officer comes in the front and looking for the thief and the thief gets away. Well, okay, it's kind of common when an alarm goes off that the police officer shows up to the scene. So are you going to blame the police officer? You're going to blame the viruses and bacteria for showing up because of the damage and the looting that occurred? You got to start with your own personal responsibility. That's what you start with. And you don't get rid of the police because, you know, there's riots. The world's gone nuts.
The world has gone nuts because nothing is ever said about strengthening one's immunity this whole time, if ever. I mean, the message has always neglected taking care and be responsible for our own health and giving guidance how to strengthen our immune system, how to support our body with the needs it has, how do we work different seasons. You know, if this was the paradigm of our culture, we would have such a different outcome than what we are doing now. So these conversations are so important because hopefully people who are listening will understand that this is really a time where they have to take their health in their own hands, and they can transform any condition that's going on and also strengthen their immune system and not live in fear of that's been perpetuated through these myths that keep us vulnerable, because, as you know, fear will destroy your immunity and exhaust your adrenals more than anything else. And once your adrenals are exhausted, the cycle is you are more anxious and fearful and have more insomnia, and your immune system is compromised. So it's a very vicious cycle, isn't it?
It is a vicious cycle, but it can be ended immediately. And I know it's hard for people to appreciate this. Yes.
So that's what I want you to do, is give us some of your top here's what I want you to do. Give us some top tips for supporting our adrenals and therefore our immune system. And also, the other thing I really want your assistance with, for those people who are choosing to take the vaccines, what would you suggest they do to support their body's ability to continue functioning optimally after getting a vaccine? Because a lot of people are getting reactions and more serious things are occurring. So how do we fortify ourselves after getting a vaccine? So that's the menu I have for you for the rest of the show.
I love it. And, you know, if you think about it, we look at the challenge, Dr. Cheryl Sellman, and I look at it and I go, it reminds me of hearing Dr. Alan Goldhammer and a similar situation where my brother called up and his brother called Dr. Alan Goldhammer, and they're both in their 60s. I'm in my 60s. My brother's in his 60s. And the brother of Dr. Goldhammer says, "Hey, Alan, you know, I know I could have gone on that plant-based diet and exercise, and you bugged me all the time and you harassed me all the time, but I never did it. I'm calling from the hospital. I had a heart attack." And Dr. Alan Goldhammer goes, "Great." He goes, no, you don't understand. I had a heart attack." He said, "Great. Now you have a reason to change." So think of the COVID lockdown and the humiliation of wearing a mask, and all of this misdirected guidance that we're all going through. Now, look in the mirror and realize that you personally have control over your immune system, your adrenal function, your thyroid function. You can optimize every gland. You can build up your body through slow, gentle walking outdoors at the beach or at the park. or even in rainy weather, it, you know what? The clouds, the sun comes through the clouds. You get vitamin D. I have my levels measured on all my clients on a regular basis. I check their zinc levels, their vitamin D levels. I check their cortisol level, a four-point test. It's like a couple $100 to do all the hormones, 11 different hormones, a saliva test, and you do a morning, midday, afternoon, and evening. And when I see very low cortisol levels, the first thing I ask them is, you tend to get a lot of colds and flus, don't you? And they say, yeah. And I go, you probably wake up kind of fatigued, don't you? Yeah, I'm kind of a night person. I barely get going during the morning. Do you crave sugars and salts and fats and spicy food? Yeah, all the time. Do you ever feel satisfied after eating? Hardly ever. I keep overeating. And then I look at them and I go, those are all the symptoms of poor adrenal function. Let's not hit it with some major drug. And if you do a vaccine, okay, that's your choice. Personally, after having studied the concept for about 28 years after my son suffered a vaccine brain injury 35 years ago, his birthday was January 26th, and he can barely say three words. And Mayor Eisenstein helped me to understand that when he was given that shot in the womb, that vaccine loaded with mercury, it permanently brain damaged his brain. Mm. Now, my son Lance can watch I Love Lucy and he laughs, but he can't. He's locked in his brain. He can't communicate at age 35. My other son, age 12, was on the autistic spectrum, and he was protected. To this day, he is not, because he's on what's called an IEP, and there's some legal written up paperwork that may protect some families. And unlike where we used to have 8 scheduled vaccines for our kids, now we have apparently 72 scheduled vaccines. Remember how I said you can't possibly produce enough vaccines to handle all the different diseases? You can't. You become not only a pincushion. There's no issue about the pain of a vaccine and this and that. That's not the issue. You're injecting chemicals that if you ask the doctor, what are in these chemicals? What chemicals are in this vaccine, they can't even tell you. But when you get them to give the medical pamphlet insert, which does exist, I have a book that was given to me, Learn the Risk. And I'm going to read to you the author of the book, learntherisk.org, Knowledge, Action, Health, Mandatory Vaccines for Health or for Profit. Compiled by Brandy Vaughn, former Merck Pharmaceutical sales executive, founder of Learn the Risk. And I'm looking at her picture on a vaccine panel that she appeared with me and Andrew Wakefield and Dr. Tony Bark and several other luminaries in this field. And when you read her book, which has been suppressed and not available in general, she gave it to me about 3 months before she was murdered. And I say murdered because they say cause unknown, and she produced a video just before she died and said, if I show up dead, I am not suicidal, I'm healthy, and someone has breached my security system and leaving things in the house to intimidate me. And she's dead now. So I take this very seriously, the fact that my son Lance has never had the opportunity to have a normal life. And the vaccine courts have paid out about $4.3 billion for injuries. But do you know what they have to sign when they pay out the millions of dollars to each patient that's been damaged or dead, the family, you know, to the family of the deceased? They have to sign a release that says they'll never tell the media or anyone that they were paid for their injury. If they do, they lose all financial support. 69 scheduled vaccines at last count, and I am livid that my friends walk in fear and censorship when they tell the truth. That's why I wrote the book, Blood Doesn't Lie. There's a book behind me that went number one on Amazon, And Robert De Niro's own son has permanent brain damage. And most will say it was due to the vaccine. Sylvester Stallone's son has permanent brain damage. Jenny McCarthy, she went to the doctor, the very doctor I took my youngest son to, and he has recovered fully from basically had some quirky symptoms, but he's functional, complete functional, because he hasn't been forced. In some states, we are forced to take vaccines. My doctor, who will remain unnamed, one of the top pediatricians in the world, moved out of California and went to Florida because he said, I can't protect anyone anymore. If I write a release, it will cost me $50,000 per patient to defend them in court. Add up 10 patients, you're already at $500,000. No doctor is that wealthy to handle that. What have we come to? I don't know. It's very scary.
Mm-hmm. It is scary. It is. What have we come to? And how the light has been dimmed, right? And we have just been so thoroughly conditioned, propagandized, brainwashed, and we have lost that connection to the real power we have, which is why these conversations are so important, and we're still able to have them. But censorship is growing. It's so sad. So sad. So, okay. And I'm so sad to hear about what's happened to your sons. You know, it's just heartbreaking, the carnage as a result of the use of untested, unnecessary, forced vaccines. It's really such a travesty.
And it's based on herd effect. What they're saying is that if we vaccinate everyone in the world, we somehow will gain some kind of immunity. But you know what's interesting? When you look through the research of the last 50 years, when there's an outbreak, say, for example, of measles, and the outbreak in the vaccinated population, meaning they're supposedly protected, versus the unvaccinated, the percentage of people who develop severe or any case of measles is as high or higher in the vaccinated group than the unvaccinated group. So they found that out in the pharmaceutical industry. So they started releasing the live virus in India. And later the vaccine companies were asked to leave because they had damaged and harmed so many people. Because, you know, these viruses enter through a normal portal. They enter through your mouth, actually the little part where you have tear ducts, through the nose. And we have filters. We have these little hairs. We have a front line of what's called AG, defense system. The saliva mounts rapidly, an ability to protect. So we have all these layers of protection. If you ask a doctor, do you understand the immune system? They've spent less than a few hours in medical school about the immune system. Even though Guyton Medical Physiology and Merck's Manual, there's whole sections on the immune system, and it's still not really well and clearly defined or understood by most medical doctors. But doctors who train in the immune system and immunotherapy, as I have for 44 years, in looking at hormones, looking at lifestyle, looking at how the body operates and functions, we know that to inject a virus into the body the way they're doing it, loaded with other chemicals that are called antigens to aggravate the body and cause the immune system to rise up, is a rather strange method. We'll look back on this like President Washington was undergoing bloodletting because they said, well, you know, this blood is vile. We better let his blood out. And they bled him to death. We're going to look back at this time in the world's medical history and realize we went about it all wrong. We've got to get to the cause, the origin, which is each individual taking responsibility now. And that responsibility begins with a simple neuro reprogramming, which I recorded last night And any of your listeners would like to get a copy of that right now, we'll make it available. It's usually in our coaching program, but we'll make it available. And it's a 9-hour sleep program where I talk about advanced ideas of entrepreneurship with Napoleon Hill, Coach John Wooden, and just certain just success principles about love and happiness and letting go of anger and fear. Because all of these, this fear that they're creating in the population is not healthy for the immune system. I guarantee after listening to it for 7 consecutive nights or upon waking, the first part's about 1.5 hours, and then it goes on with very special music that's in the theta and delta state, which if you understand, that gets you in a high learning state, theta, and then delta is deep sleep. That deep quality sleep, which we have 3 sleep cycles every night, lasts about 2.5 to 3 hours. So we need to sleep about 8 or 9 hours a night, no matter what age you are. And the early to bed due to circadian rhythms, closest to sundown, I know we have artificial light, we stay up late, and sundown, if you have a project to get done, just get to bed earlier and wake up without an alarm, and you'll find you're so fresh and sharp. That's my best time to write my books, to produce my content. And you're going to find that your mind and body will function properly. So these people who have addictions because their adrenal function is shot, that I explain in my Blood Doesn't Lie book, there are 35 steps that a person can follow every day, and they're very simple, easy steps that anyone could mimic or do. I summarize them in 5 steps, and those 5 steps are paramount to solving this world epidemic.
So, as we come to the end, let me just ask you. So the way to keep yourself immune resilient, I like to say, to support our optimal functioning and our adrenals is really the key to that will help us to stay strong with whatever gets injected into our bodies. I just have a concern that when people are getting, and so many are choosing to opt in for this vaccine, and they may have reactions, and this, you know, I just think it's important that people understand that there are things they can do to help mitigate whatever reaction they may have. Anything you want to add that you would think is important? You know, is it taking more vitamin C after you get the vaccine? Is it more vitamin D? What is there anything else you would think is important for people to do just to make sure they are resilient after getting that vaccine?
Yes, and let's start with vitamin C. We know that Dr. David Brownstein, who is a big advocate of adrenal support and thyroid support and utilizing proper milligram dosages of iodine, uses a combination of IV vitamin C therapy and vitamin D oral dosages to kind of build up the immune system. You don't take it like days before you're sick. You should be taking it now on a regular basis. Did you know the highest sources of vitamin C in the world tend to include chili peppers? Have you ever noticed when you eat chilies how your nose kind of gets built up with a little phlegm, and then it clears and you have to clear your throat and everything? Well, your immune system is being stimulated at a high level. Oranges are not as high in vitamin C as bell peppers. Chili peppers are off the charts in vitamin A, C, tart cherry, rose hips. I list the top sources, natural sources, and these are the things that help to really support a strong, healthy immune system. And I look at that because he has a 100% success rate, that is Dr. David Brownstein, in helping to restore people who have developed symptoms of COVID. We do a program, as I mentioned, outlined and advised by the book, my book, Blood Doesn't Lie. And the cortisone therapy is such a simple, easy, elegant therapy. It works so effectively, and it's bioidentical. It's not like dexamethasone, which is a corticosteroid. It's very, very effective. So if someone's taking the vaccine, they need to detoxify with turmeric. They need to get very high fiber foods. And this is a true story. It's kind of brutal to hear this, but Dr. Dennis Burkett years ago took a group of animals and they gave them LD50 poison, kind of like the poisons that are in vaccines, and 50% of the animals were predicted to die, and the other group, they gave them a very high fiber diet and gave the same poison. The outcome was as such. 100% of the animals died. Some immediately, others later, autoimmune diseases, some cancer. That's what's going to happen with the vaccines. People are not going to die immediately. Occasionally, like Hank Aaron, you know, the famous baseball player, or a man up the street in Orange County X-ray facility in California died, a guy that I actually met. And he was well, and he was all excited about the vaccine. He took his second shot, and he died within days. So some people are going to die quickly. Most, and that, by the way, the pharmaceutical companies account, it's going to be okay to have 5 to 15% death rate, even though they're saying it has a 99% cure rate. Cure rate from what? The flu? From COVID? Curing what? They've never proven a flu vaccine works. Never. And so we're using a mass experiment on millions of people. And if they do choose to do the vaccine, then now it's kind of like I said, you know, how my brother had a heart attack and Alan Goldhammer, his brother had a heart attack. Now your eyes are open. You better do something about it. Because when they asked him, if I don't change my diet and exercise and take supplements and get to sleep properly and avoid substances and alcohol and chemicals and treat my body properly, will my arteries clog up again? Well, yeah, you do bypass surgery, it'll last longer, but they will clog up again. Then why are we cutting to the chase and doing surgery and chemo and radiation and vaccines when if we just go upstream where everyone's being pushed over the ledge and stop from pushing them over the ledge? Teach them through public education like your show. Teach them to support a healthy, strong immune system. You know that turmeric is one of the most amazing anti-inflammatory. It helps build the immune system. It helps modulate hormonal response and improves the immune system. Did you know that nitric oxide that comes from beets, and we use a product called Grow Muscle Burn Fat, and it has amino acids and organic beets, and it releases nitric oxide into the white blood cells. And when a microbe approaches, your white blood cells actually accumulate nitric oxide and spew it all over an invading microbe and kill it. So viruses are not designed to be killed. Bacteria can be killed. Viruses are part of the genetic code. So they're not really living. They have to live in a host. And your host, your body, when you follow these simple five steps, nutrify with whole plant-based foods, unprocessed, without sugar, oil, and animal proteins. Number two, make sure that you detoxify with a massive amount of fiber, just like that group of animals that Dr. Burkett found, that the animals given the fiber, every one of them survived. But the animals without the fiber, 100% died.
Nick, we're just about out. So give us the next three, and then we'll be sure to cover all those before this show ends. Sleep?
Yes. Sleep, covering using the neural reprogramming tape so you go to bed in a positive mood and you fall asleep deep. And the Nutrify part that is Fortify would be stimulating mitochondria, your stem cells with medicinal mushrooms, and getting activity going, and maybe even considering the supplements that release your own body's stem cells. Stem cells are quite healing and rejuvenative and protective. And hormonal balance.
Well,
hormonal balance is critical.
So we're really at the end, but this has been so profound. I want people to go to your website, which is DelgadoProtocol.com. Learn more about Dr. Nick Delgado's work and his supplements. This has been so enlightening, Nick, and I'm so grateful for your passion, your diligence to learn and to share and to teach. And check it out, DelgadoProtocol.com. Learn and get educated and take responsibility for your health. Nick, thank you so much for all that you do. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much. And we do have an immune quiz at that website that they can take and find out how good their immune system is.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so be sure to go to DelgadoProtocol.com. I've got to shoot off here, and remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.